We were actually lined up in the backfield one to the left. To the left of Stafford on that one when we came out. Is that something new? Had you done that before, like in Arizona?
Arizona, they had me lined up everywhere. I was blocking out of the field in as a fullback position and flex style coming in, motioning in. So it wasn't anything new for me to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Is that a lot to remember?
It's tough, but I think my brain's pretty big.
What size?
3X. Yeah. No, I've been told to do a lot, and so it doesn't really affect me when they tell me some new stuff. I just go home, study it, and make sure I remember it.
What's it like at 31 to sort of open up a new chapter in your athletic career here? Even right here in Detroit, sort of.
I'm actually 25. I don't know where that number came from. No. It's definitely, for me, it's a lot of fun being able to come in here and try to do things and turn people's head that this old man can still do a couple things, I guess. Football age. Yeah.
Does it feel like you're 25 then? Do you feel like a younger player because you're going to tear with the NFL?
Most definitely. I mean, I come in here, I feel great sometimes. Obviously, after games, I need to do a little bit extra to get myself ready for the next game. But, I mean, it's normal beating that you take as a football player. But, like I said, I didn't do the 4 years of college, so I don't have the wear and tear that most players have.
What is the difference of taking a beating in pro basketball versus in the NFL?
Extreme difference. There's not that much of a beating in basketball. The biggest beating you take is a lot of jumping on your knees here and there. I wasn't the most explosive guy, so I didn't take that much beating on my knees. But and then obviously elbow here and there to the face, but it's drastically different.
Yeah. You were the diesel, so you probably doled out the beating a little more.
A little bit, yeah. I try to feel like I hope I did. I don't know what the opponents would say, but I feel like I did a little bit like that.
You were known as a blocking tight end when you came in. Mm-hmm. Did they give you chances to catch ball? I mean, obviously they're doing it in games, so they believe you. But did it start in camp, or did they talk to you about?
When I first came in here, they told me that they felt that with my size and they said I had a decent amount of athletic ability that they can utilize that. So they were going to test out a couple routes during OTAs and training camp and see what I can do and what I can't do, and went from there.
You have good hands because of basketball?
I guess I have good hands, yeah. I mean, basketball is just, that's what you do 90% of the time, is catching the ball, passing it back and forth. So I feel basketball has a lot to do with the hand-eye coordination there.
You know, both Quinn and Caldwell, when they signed you in March, said that no, you weren't going to just be a blocking tight end. Did they express that to you when they courted you in free agency, that you weren't going to be just a one dimensional player?
That was the first thing they actually said to me, that they were surprised that I wasn't doing more as a receiving tight end, especially being 6'7". They said my height wise was a must, that they can just throw the ball up to me and use my basketball ability to go up and get the rebound. They said so. Just coming in, they definitely told me that they wanted to use me more than just blocking. But obviously, blocking is the biggest thing first. We're trying to get the run game going.
Sure. So. All right, cool. Thanks.
Having a game like that, 4 catches, do you have a dialogue with the coaches afterward? Like, get me the ball more. I can be more of an impact than just blocking. I can catch it too.
No, I never. I'm not that kind of player to where I'm just going to tell the coaches constantly, just give me the ball, give me the ball. Basketball-wise, I would have definitely told my point guard that. But, I mean, I feel like I'm a chameleon here. Like, whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do it. If they, one game, they want me just running routes, I doubt not blocking, but if it comes to that, I'll just shrug my shoulders and do whatever they want me to do.
I imagine it felt pretty good to get out there and get active, though.
Definitely, yeah. Instead of just sitting back and having to go against Griffin all game, yeah. It was nice to be able to run around a little bit, yeah.
Have you ever chip blocked on Julius Peppers before?
Never, so we'll see if that's in the game plan or not.
Yeah, it's... What kind of challenge does he bring with that kind of assignment, if that is the assignment, with his size and experience?
I mean, he's extremely experienced, 16 years in the league right now, and he's already 4 sacks. Like, he's still rolling right now, so he's going to be a tough matchup for sure.
You think you could beat him in basketball?
Definitely. I can take anyone in the league in basketball. NFL, I should say. I shouldn't say league.
You mentioned the hand-eye coordination. Is there anything else that translates at the tight end position besides the hand-eye coordination?
Basketball is a lot of footwork, so being able to – because football is a lot of footwork as well, so being able to work on footwork, and it's a little transition there.
Thanks, Darren.
Thanks. Thanks, Darren.